When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Championship weekend DFS. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the DFS podcast. It's me, Joey P. Joe P. Zapia with me today, as always, is Scott Bogman. And it's you, and today we're going to talk about the championship games. That's right, we've got two games remaining on Sunday. After a glorious weekend of football, I'm sure everything will be a huge letdown this weekend. But hey, doesn't matter. We still got fantasy football to play in the DFS format. So Bogman, we're back again to do it. And I got to tell you, I know it was kind of almost emotionally exhausting, I felt like, last week, but anything from that, where you have such a great weekend of football, doesn't it feel like there's an inevitable letdown that's going to come here this weekend to a certain extent?
Well, of course, right? You have the best, some of the best games in playoff history, right? And then you have games the next week. So they can't live up to that hype. The good news for everyone is that there's no emotional letdown for anybody because they all had that emotional crap going on in every game. I mean, the Kansas City went into overtime. San Francisco had to win on the road with no offensive touchdowns. The Rams let the Bucs come all the way back and then needed heroics to win it at the end, which would have been the most crushing defeat ever if they lost to Brady in that scenario. And the Bengals won their first playoff game, their first road playoff game in the history of their franchise, and did it despite letting Joe Burrow just get murdered back there. So, all of these teams are coming off emotional highs, so there shouldn't be one team drop completely off because we're all in the same boat here. So that's nice.
They should definitely be looking at some offensive line help in the draft and this offseason. Please, Bengals, go ahead and take care of Joe Burrow. I'm glad you got Ja'Marr Chase. Believe me, I'm very excited about that. But
Chase was the right call.
It was the right call.
Everyone, including me, was shouting about how they should take Sewell to keep their – you know, my whole point was you just lost your franchise quarterback in his rookie year to a knee injury. Mm-hmm. So you got to protect him. But look, they went with their guy in Burrow campaign for Chase, and they got him, and it worked, and now they're here. So
and there you have it. All right, before we kick things off here, I want to remind everybody – we've still got a contest going on for the last few days of January. Head over to fantasypros.com/contest to get that Jalen Waddle jersey. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. Again, that's pristineauction.com. All you have to do to enter is subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros. And then go ahead, screenshot that bad boy and head over to fantasypros.com/contest. And that Jalen Waddle jersey can be yours. And if you just can't get enough wagering, and I know you can't, you got to head over and you've got to subscribe to the Daily Juice podcast, the Daily Juice every single day. Our own Matt Perrault from Betting Pros is going to give you his quick thoughts on the favorite picks for each day for all the different sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, you got it. He's got them all there for you at the Daily Juice. So wherever you get your pods, subscribe to the Daily Juice and get your betting on. Bogman, let's start with the quarterbacks here because we've got some big names here, obviously. You still got Patrick Mahomes, the biggest name of them all, Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, and then Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's do process of elimination, I think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you think the 49ers win this football game, are you investing at all in Jimmy Garoppolo? I say no. What say you?
The only way you invest in Jimmy G is if you're putting up a contrarian lineup, and I'm going to build at least one. So I will have him in one lineup, but it's just the look in case for whatever reason, Jimmy G throws 300 and something yards, which we none of us expect to happen. But if they're losing the whole game, maybe he'll have to pass the whole game. And, you know, I mean, at that point, probably throw four picks, but two touchdowns plus a ton of yards. We would take that if that mm-hmm. was the thing available to us. I'm not banking on that, though. I'm not banking on either one of those teams in the lower, either one of those QBs in the lower scoring game. Give me one from that top scoring game.
Now, from the top scoring game, I assume you're alluding to Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. So right. when we're talking about that game, do you take the $1,300 discount and go from Mahomes to Joe Burrow, who is, by the way, $7,500, same price as Matthew Stafford? So if you have that lineup with Burrow and you like it, you could always trade it out. Or do you go ahead and just say, nope, I'm just going to continue with Patrick Mahomes, is just playing out of his mind right now?
There's not a wrong answer, but for me, I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to stick with it. Like I said on the betting show, Joe, whatever this weird magic is that he's got going on, whatever flip he switched in the second quarter of that Steelers game, it is turned all the way up to 11 right now. So there is no way I am not taking Patrick Mahomes. He's my guy this week for sure.
All right. So if Patrick Mahomes is your number one quarterback, who is your number two in terms of making lineups and how you'd rank them this week?
Burrow's two, Stafford three, Jimmy G four. I mean, okay, I think it has to be that way.
Yeah, and it's chalk, but again,
there's only two games. Yeah.
Right, it's only two games, and that doesn't make it wrong. And you look at Patrick Mahomes and what he's been doing there, 40 points against Pittsburgh, 40 points against Buffalo. I mean, it's hard not to have the Mahomes lineup. The problem is, once you do that, it becomes very difficult after that. It really does. Once you've invested in Mahomes, because then basically you have to start to cut off other things. In my opinion, like, you have to cut off some of those elite wide receivers. You have to go down a little bit on that. And you have to figure out if you can make Patrick Mahomes work with Travis Kelce, which is something I think you'd want to do, typically speaking. But in your process of making lineups, have you found it difficult to get Mahomes lineups you like because of that premium at the quarterback position?
I will say my favorite lineup did have Joe Burrow as my quarterback. But
that's why I asked.
But it's not impossible this week. You just have to go cheap at some of the other spots, and maybe you can't have, you know, Kupp and Kelce. I think you can have one of them, but you can't have Kupp and Kelce. So I'll go cheap at the tight end spot, and because I want Kupp. I think everybody.
Well, let's make
this
easy too. Let's just loop tight ends in here too, because when you're looking at the tight end landscape right now with these teams, it's Kelce, Kittle, CJ, and Tyler Higbee. So with Uzomah, he is basically, you get that one opportunity at the touchdown, and if you get it, great, and if you don't, it's a non-entity. Higbee, I mean, I find Higbee impossible to invest in personally. And then there's George Kittle, who's a huge name, who I think will be a popular roster choice, but I feel like I'd rather pay the premium for Kelce, even though I don't know if Kelsey's got a 150 and two touchdown game in him necessarily.
Uzama's my answer here. Like, I love Kelce, and Kelsey's great. Obviously you pay up for him and you get that production. Didn't score till overtime last week, though. But Uzama, look, we expect the Chiefs to win this game, right, Joe? So the Bengals are going to be passing for most of this game. And I just think that Uzama at his cheap price is a great investment. And I think he offers the most upside, the most return on investment out of any of these guys. Kelsey's going to score you points. We expect Kittle to have a better game, but we've been expecting that for a while. So he's very effective as a blocker. So we can't take that out of the game, because that's what you want to do against the Rams. You want to run first. You don't want to let them get into that Von Miller, Aaron Donald pass rush, right? You want to run against them. So I think that's what you want to do. So just the game script doesn't work for Kittle nearly as much in this game. So for me, it's CJ Uzomah. And also, I know you said you don't like him, but I like Higbee. Look, they're designing plays for the tight end. Obviously, Kendall Blanton was the guy that scored the touchdown last week. Easily could have been Higbee. Do you see that one better one? He put $10 on Kendall Bland to be the first touchdown scorer and won an absurd amount of money or whatever.
No, I didn't.
I think he might have parlayed it with something else and won something. It was like $10. He won $760 or something. Crazy.
That's a good day at the office right there.
That's not a bad day, Cotton. So, Kelsey is the most obvious. But after that, I'm going with Uzama just because I think the Bengals will be down and playing catch up for a big chunk of that second half. And we've seen him get in the end zone. He was first in the end zone 2 weeks ago. So it would not be shocking to see him score again.
All right, we're going to continue on talk about the running backs and wide receivers, but first I want to bring up the defenses too, just to get them out of the way. And speaking of defense, let's talk about your best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, Air Medcare Network provides members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight. When flown by an AMCN provider, and insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency. So this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind, and memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household. And right now at Fantasy Pros, as a listener of ours, you'll get up to a $50 gift card from Visa or Amazon with a new membership. So visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use that offer code fantasypros when you do, because no matter where you are in the game of life, an Air Medcare Network membership is the protection no one should live without. Now, when it comes to defenses, Bogman, you have a pretty big gamut here to run. And I guess, you know, if you look at how consistent the 49ers have been in terms of fantasy points, they're at 4,200 over on FanDuel, the Rams at 45, then you go down to the Chiefs at 37, the Bengals at 32. So typically I look for turnovers, sacks. That's what I'm looking for more than totals. But on a weekend like this where you only have the two games, what is your philosophical choice?
I mean, I think go against the worst offense most times, which we would say is the Niners, and you pay up for the Rams. I think, and especially with the price not being, the discrepancy isn't insane here. 32 versus 26, $600. If you can make it happen, great. If you can't, I'm really okay with anybody here. I mean, look, we just saw that the Bengals give up 9 sacks, right? So if they're going to get down like we think they are in this game, maybe you take the Chiefs because maybe they're just going to get back there and crush Burrow. Tyrann Mathieu practicing this week, expected to play. The secondary should be a little bit better. It can't be nearly as bad as it was against Cincinnati in the last game if they have any hopes to win this game. So I just think you can make an argument for everybody here, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, I want to go against the worst offense, and that is taking the Rams against the Niners here.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams as well. And everyone's going to say, well, you guys are paying up for everything. You want Kelsey, you want the Rams, you want Patrick Mahomes. Well, we'll find some value.
Chalk is chalk for a reason.
It is. But also, I think what we're going to do is we're going to throw some names at you, too, that I think have good opportunities to return their investments. And look, at the wide receiver position, there's definitely some names we could throw out there, too. What we're looking for is touchdowns right now and the opportunity to score touchdowns. And when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes who can make anybody good for a second, that's what you're going to invest in. So let's turn the page to the running backs first. When you're looking at the running back slate this week, obviously Joe Mixon sticks out like a sore thumb there at the top, 8,200 on FanDuel. Then you get Eli Mitchell, 7K. They continue to limit him in practice. Then Jerick McKinnon at 62, Cam Akers at 62 as well. Then you drop down another tier to 5,700 for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who played well. This is where I want to start with Clyde Edwards-Helaire 57 and Sony Michel 53. To me, this is the sweet spot that allows me to get Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, and probably Patrick Mahomes pretty easily on FanDuel. Same thing over on the DK side. If I go with Sony Michel and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, it allows me to get Chase in a lineup with Kelsey, and that's the kind of thing that I'm looking to do this weekend.
So I understand what you're saying on both these guys. I think they both have pretty big risk, though, in my opinion. They keep running Cam Akers, even though he fumbled twice. I'm worried about him. You know, I said that on the Betting Pro show when we talked about his over in yards. I'm worried about Cam Akers. I have no confidence in him at all. I think out of these guys, I'd rather have Michelle. But for me, I'm going down to Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon has out-touched Clyde Edwards-Helaire the last couple games.
Well, and just to be clear, Boggs, too, I mean, Jerick McKinnon is 5,100, so he is more expensive than Cam Akers. He is more expensive than Sony Michel and just about the same as Clyde Rigelaire, so he's really not going down so much for him in terms of pricing, which is, again, I think odd. But 6,200, right. Again, he's it's more expensive on FanDuel side than Allaire, Sony Michel, and Akers as well.
It's also weird, yeah, that he costs more. I play more DK than FanDuel because, mm-hmm. you know, FanDuel's not legal where I am. So, you know.
Good reason.
Way more DK for me. But, you know, it is surprising. I don't think that I noticed that Jerick McKinnon is more expensive on FanDuel, which is a smarter price. He's been mm-hmm. out-touching Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, but I'll take the whatever 200 discount. So you find these little discounts in a couple spots and all of a sudden you can go from having the Bengals defense to the Rams defense. You know what I mean? Same thing at tight end. I probably won't pay up for Kelce in most lineups. I'm probably going to go with CJ Uzomah. I'll have lineup with Kelce, of course, but I'll take these little ticks down because where I want to spend. Also, by the way, I don't think Mixon is a bad buy. His price.
When you start investing in Mixon, the only trouble is then you've got to say, You've got to then surrender either Kelce or one of the big wide receivers that you're sure. just going to say, well, I can't do that anymore. And I'm not willing to do that. And it's kind of been the theme of the playoffs, right? On these shows we've been doing, which is I want to invest in quarterbacks and wide receivers. And if you were doing that consistently, guess what? Chances are you were probably winning money because the running backs haven't really carried this spot very much.
Yeah. I mean, the running backs, I mean, there hasn't been, what was the stat? There hasn't been a first round running back starting in a Super Bowl in forever. So I can't remember the exact numbers here.
Forever.
But,
that's a very interesting time.
Yeah. It's a good
time. That sounds
like
a Tony Romo stat.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, I don't know. Forever.
I told you, man, I know you don't like Romo. I like Romo when it's not my team. When it's my team, he drives me crazy because he's constantly pointing out how terrible your team is and where the other team's going to take advantage unless and all that stuff.
Unless it's the Cowboys, in which case he doesn't.
Of course. But and by the way, geez, was Troy Aikman bitter about not getting the Cowboys game a couple weeks
ago?
Did you see all that? That was very strange.
What was that about?
I don't know. He might bolt for Amazon from what we're all hearing. So they're trying to get maybe Sean Payton in there to replace Troy Aikman. That. But
They asked me too. I said, no.
Did they? You turn it down? Yeah. Well, you know, you got to work with me and I'm a diva. So, Eli Mitchell, 59,700, I think is a good price too. I know he's been limited, but he's limited every week and they still give him 25 carries. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like, yeah, we're going to limit him. I think all they're doing is saying, don't take any hits until game day. I think that's what they're doing with him. We're just going to let you relax. You stay in a nice ice bath until we get to Sunday, and then you're going to get everything you can possibly handle. So, but for me, McKinnon is my favorite buy at running back because he's cheaper than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's getting more touches, and they're designing plays for him. We saw that little like fourth down rollout play for him, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of those weird little wacky plays at the goal line designed up for everybody. So I think we could see one for him this weekend too. So McKinnon's my guy at RB.
I think Sony Michel is going to make somebody some money this weekend. I just got that feeling. Like, because when you get down to the goal line, especially, you can't have any fumbles. If he just gets a touchdown, maybe if he gets two, Sony Michel could be that guy. And again, it's a tournament play. Obviously, if you're playing cash, I wouldn't do this. I would stick more with Bogman and just play the touches and play the volume. That's perfectly acceptable to do. But I'm looking to try to go out there and win some cash. And I think that's the risky play that I am in on this week. And we'll see if it's for better or worse. But it doesn't matter because we continue to say we want to invest in the wide receivers. And the quarterbacks, not so much the running backs, is not going to make too much of a difference there. Before we go ahead and talk about the wide receivers, I want to talk to you about DraftKings because four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Just bet $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. And if you're not a new customer, you can experience the conference championships with same game parlays, combined bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. And DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code FANTASYPROS. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win 280 in free bets if your team wins. And that promo code is FANTASYPROS for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call Bogman. No, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's what you do. Bogman, by the way, just to put the Tony Romo thing to bed, I promise I will like Tony Romo more when he stops using words that don't exist, like especially.
Yeah, you know, you said that, and I was like, he must have just misheard Romo. Because Romo, like, Romo is the one that got up on a podium and dropped meritocracy, you know. So he's a smart dude.
He has that paper. He has that toilet paper, that word of the day toilet paper.
He might, but I think he's a smart guy, but he does say especially. And I didn't notice it until you pointed out, and then I heard it, and I was like, no way. And so I rewound. Game. I rewound and played it again. I'm like, he did say especially. That's like, you know, the people
he's
that
drinking
say
espresso,
right? Intensive purposes. Like, it's the same thing. Like, it gets stuck in your head and you can't get it out. So
he totally, I guarantee you, he writes intensive purposes. I think that's going to be, maybe that's my team name next year for a league. Intensive purposes.
Purposes.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to do that. All right. Let's talk about the important ones out there. The one, the only wide receivers. This is where the rubber hits the road here. This is where we really got to figure things out. So Cooper Kupp, top of the heap on FanDuel, 9,700. Big gap then all the way down to 8,400 in that next tier for Deebo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, and Ja'Marr Chase. I want to stop here and I want to ask this question. The DraftKings versus FanDuel structure, we got Cooper at the top, 9,700, then the drop-off, 84, 81, 8K. So Deebo, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase in that same vein. If you go over to the DraftKings side, Cooper Kupp, 8,800, big drop-off then to Deebo Samuel, 72. Then, of course, you've got Ja'Marr Chase at 6,700 and Tyreek Hill there as well. So here's my question to you, Boggs. With Tyreek Hill at 7K, with Ja'Marr Chase at 67, with Deebo Samuel at 72, would you rather try to squeeze two of those guys in or pay the premium for Cooper Kupp? I know my answer. I want to hear yours.
I want the two. I love Cooper Kupp, but I want the two. And first of all, how the hell is Ja'Marr Chase the fourth on this list after what he did to Chartavis Ward in Kansas City last time? But I looked, and it's because Kupp has dusted the Niners, Deebo has dusted the Rams, and Tyreek is a human joystick right now. He threw up the peace sign to Milano before he passed amazing. Him, you know? So I think that's why these guys are all super expensive. But yeah, I'm with you. I love Kupp. And look, I built a lineup where I had Jimmy G as my QB, and I had the Bengals defense, and I had three of these wideouts. So, you know, and Kupp was one of them. So you can make it work. You can finagle it, but it's difficult. But for me, yeah, I mean, let's drop down and take Deebo, you know, Tyreek, and then, you know, go with a cheaper wide receiver instead of take Kupp and two cheap guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So of the expensive guys, who are your favorite premium wide receivers this week?
Tyreek. It's Tyreek because of what he's doing and the way that Mahomes is on one right now. I just think that, you know, you throw the ball 3 yards to him, he's going to take it 80. You know, that's just where he's at right now. This is like, you know, when you hear Tyreek Hill say things like, I want to race a horse, you roll your eyes. Come on, man. Come on. And then you watch him run past all the human beings at a very fast pace. You go, this dude might be able to outpace a horse for a couple steps, you know, not the whole race, of course, that's absurd, but he might be able to keep up for the first, you know, 100 feet or so. So, you know, it's one of those, it's where he's at right now. It's just completely unbelievable. Deebo's a little nicked up too. You got to think that after the embarrassing performance that Ja'Marr Chase put on the Chiefs last time, they're going to double triple him as much as possible and say anybody else but Chase can beat us. Anybody else? We can't let this dude beat us twice in a year.
See, I want Chase and Hill. Those are my two. I can understand, you know, you could go Deebo and Kupp and stay in that game. I think I lean towards Chase and Hill and staying in that one personally. That because I get the savings with the combination of those two as opposed to paying all the way up for Kupp and then Deebo who are at the top of the board.
If I can get Hill and Kupp, that's what I want. That's my premium.
Hill and Kupp is doable. Debo and Kupp is more difficult unless you're paying down a quarterback a year. Going to take the Jimmy G approach, in which case then you could probably make that work a little bit. All right, let's move on to the next group of wide receivers and remind everybody before we do, we'll take a break in the action about Beachbound, because I know, like all of you, you could use a vacation right now. And Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations, experiences, and adventures. They're reinventing beach travel, and with Beachbound.com, customers can book worldwide beach vacations, including flights, hotels, and excursions, all in one stop travel shop, which is beachbound.com. So in life, we're all bound for different things. Someone's going to be bound for the Super Bowl after this weekend, but we should all be bound for a little bit something extra, bound for discovery, bound for immersion, bound for encountering the unexpected. And when you're looking for that perfect beach resort vacation, beachbound.com is the place to go. So head over to beachbound.com, where you can find the perfect beach vacation for you. No matter what you're looking for, you find out what you're bound for. All right, Bogman, let's take a look at the rest of these wide receivers here. You've got this next tier, which is the T. Higgins, Odell Beckham, Tyler Boyd tier, before you then drop to that next grouping, which is Pringle, Ayuk, Mecole Hardman, Van Jefferson. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to go up to the top, then you got to go down to the bottom a little bit. Van Jefferson and Byron Pringle are two guys for me that I like, especially Jefferson over on DK at 3,900. I think he is worth a look. What are your thoughts there?
I like the Jefferson call, but on the Casey side,
I know he's
side,
a little banged up too. I'm a little concerned with that, but again, we'll hope for better reports on Friday.
My favorite one is Mecole Hardman, 4,5300, because you saw them, you know, drawing up plays specifically for Hardman on the touchdown. He almost scored in overtime as well. And he's cheaper than Pringle. And look, Pringle's great.
He only had three touches in that game, though. Does that bother you? See, that's where I struggle with Mecole Hardman.
It doesn't, because that's what he does. He takes those three touches and goes crazy with them. So I think it. Who do you cut? This is the whole problem with the Chiefs. They built their team like a track team, right? And this mm-hmm. is, you see the Ravens doing this right now with the way they've been drafting. I think the Eagles are going to get into that as well too with Jalen Hurts. When you have these quarterbacks that can move, you know, and they don't have to be crazy Lamar Jackson moving quarterbacks. They can be guys that just can get out of the pocket with their feet like Mahomes. You keep the speed downfield a little bit, and then, you know, no matter who you throw the ball to, that guy is a burner. Pringle's a burner. He's the kick returner. Hardman is faster than most people. Tyreek Hill's one of the most fast people
on the
planet.
From a speed standpoint, it's so difficult to keep pace with them. And when defense is higher in the second half, it's a complete hot mess.
And when you're in the playoffs,
the game log of Byron Pringle, where against Pittsburgh, Week 16, seven targets.
Pittsburgh
four
made him
targets.
Money.
No, no,
Pittsburgh
but, made him so but even much after money. That box, eight targets against Denver, seven targets against Pittsburgh, seven targets against Buffalo. I can't invest in Mecole Hardman over Pringle, even though there's a price gap between them. And that's just where that's for me personally, because I want more opportunities, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I understand that. But I do think, I mean, I think Hardman is going to get some opportunities this week. And he is just a little bit cheaper. And when it's all about, you know, pinching pennies and finding those little savings for some of these guys, I think that, you know, Hardman, if you're stuck in a spot where you have to save that $200, that $300, you know, Hardman was on the field for 41%, so just under 50%, 31 snaps he got. Look, Pringle got 58, so he had way more snaps and way more looks. I understand that. But it's not like Hardman's not out there most of the time and they just designed one play for him. He's out there for over, you know, right around half of the snaps. So they're not going to four wide receiver snap sets a ton, but it works for him when he's out there. So I like his cheap price here. So I'm going to stick to my guns. I love Hardman.
All right, so let's go to some other teams to talk about the Chiefs, guys. Let's talk about Odell Beckham. Let's talk about Brandon Ayuk in that game, too. Look, Odell's scored touchdowns since he's come over to the Rams. There's no doubt about that. So do you look for him, or do you look for more of a lower roster percentage on a guy like Ayuk potentially?
I think I'd rather go with Ayuk than OBJ. OBJ's fine. I'm not trying to knock him or anything, but, Ayuk just 96% of the snaps, obviously. Juwan Jennings, not a bad super cheap option down there either. He played over 50% of the snaps, but the problem is there will be, they don't design anything for Jennings except for maybe a third and long.
I keep coming back to the target. You know what? That looked like a good thing after that Rams, the last time they played against the Rams where he had two touchdowns.
Right.
I think a lot of people are going to go back to that, try to recreate that game. But instead, I think Ayuk might be the more interesting play personally.
Yeah, I think I like Ayuk better as well.
All right. What about the other guys in Cincinnati? And by other guys, I mean T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. Any love for either of them this week?
I mean, I think I am going to have at least one lineup where I get Higgins in, because like I said, I think you bracket Chase. Chase ain't beating us. You know, we'll let Higgins beat us. We'll let Boyd beat us. You can throw it to Uzama.
You know, Boggs, that's what I kept thinking that they were going to do against Cooper Kupp. And how do you let Cooper Kupp beat you at the end of that game last week? I don't know. Like, don't you want some, like, don't,
because those guys are gassed. Like,
but I know they're all gassed.
That's why the overtime rules are so stupid. Everybody's gassed. The first thing.
Why can't you just say, look, no matter what, don't let Jamar Chase, don't let Cooper Kupp beat us. Like, those are, like, you could live with anything else.
I think they try, Joe. It's just impossible to stop these guys. You know, that's why they get paid the most. They're faster and smarter and better than everybody else. That's just the way it is, you know? So, and it's crazy. You know, there are 32 quarterback jobs available in the world, and it is so crazy the difference between Matthew Stafford and Jimmy G, but they get paid close to the same because, you know, there's only 32 of these jobs. So one of them is way better than the other. There's no denying that, but it's just the way it is. So, I mean, I think, you know, if ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. You know, if I say it's just the whole easier said than done thing, you know, and Kelsey was even talking about how him and Patrick Mahomes were the only two people on the field that knew what route he was going to run at the end. I mean, what's an uncomplicated route? It was like, you know, Han Solo saying, I know a couple maneuvers and listing to the right or whatever, right, exactly. You know, it was just, I'm going to run straight up the middle and throw me the ball and then we'll call a timeout. And it worked. So
it certainly did.
Sometimes a playground ball just works, man.
Agreed. Sometimes it just works. Hopefully all of your lineups will work this weekend when you're playing DFS. And don't forget as well, we've got that giveaway for that Jalen Waddle jersey over at fantasypros.com/contest. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros, and you can get that Jalen Waddle jersey. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. Also, we've got the Daily Juice podcast rolling every single day. Get all the juice from Matt Perrault. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS to get 56-1 odds for any NFL team and bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Also want to thank Air Medcare Network. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use that offer code promos of Fantasy Pros when you do. And of course, I know I am going to need a vacation when this season's done. I'm not going to get one, but I'm going to need one. But if you can actually get away, make sure you visit beachbound.com and start booking your vacations with beachbound.com today and find out what you are bound for. Bogman and I are bound for more DFS next week, and we'll be back again to do it all before the Super Bowl as well. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Scott Bogman, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.